This is a HeadGum Podcast.
At an Italian restaurant, that's where I was, with Nate, Cordry, and Hayes Davenport. That was me.
Yes, just the two.
With Nate Cordry.
Yeah.
I was Hayes Davenport, the good Hayes man.
You were Hayes Davenport, but you said you were with Nate and Hayes.
Yes, but I'm right. But that
with
was
yourself.
Me. Yes.
You were really feeling present.
Yes.
Okay.
The best feeling is to feel like you are just hanging out with yourself and Nate Cordry.
And that you are 100% yourself, your true self.
Yes. And we are inspecting the ravioli.
Uh-huh.
Just to make sure. No surprises. I'm not interested in any surprises from this.
Well, and people may not know this about you, and you go to especially an Italian restaurant because you've said you don't really trust those guys. You will bring a magnifying glass, and each piece that comes out, you'll sort of dissect it, take it apart.
With the magnifying glass.
You know, look at each individual thing, look at the whole.
Slice it open and then peek inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because I have been burned by this.
You've gotten tricked before, yes. Where there's cheese in there as a secret or something else.
Yeah. Yes. Or like one Easter, I made myself an Easter egg hunt with raviolis. Raviolis are kind of like Easter egg of Italian food, certainly.
Yeah.
Of all the Italian foods, that and tortellinis.
Mm.
Those are like kind of the Easter eggs.
Yeah.
And so I hide some pennies, toys, things like that in my ravioli to hide for myself the next day.
Yeah.
Then, of course, wake up. Of course, I'm going to have a midnight snack.
Yeah.
I eat my big pie of raviolis with all the pennies and toys inside.
And you,
And the tortellinis in which I had hidden clues.
As to find the rest, and so now there's still some missing.
Still some raviolis with toys inside.
Your wedding ring was in one of them. Yeah, your social security card.
Yes.
And so now those are inside raviolis somewhere in the house.
Yes. And I am, I don't know how to put this delicately, I am every few days blasting out a clue.
Right. Okay. And so then you got to whip out the magnifying glass and get down into the toilet.
And I see a clue that says, don't be slow as a little worm. Go to the place that makes the house warm. Fireplace.
Okay.
I know right away.
Sorry. And maybe our guest can even help me figure this one out. Don't be slow as a little worm.
Yes.
Like worm?
Yeah, but that has to rhyme with.
Ah.
It rhymes.
Okay. Don't be slow as a little worm. But it's spelled
W-O-R-M.
But you just know, even when you're reading the first half, when you haven't seen the second half yet.
So good at these
you
clues.
Know that it's got to be mispronounced.
Yes.
Because the back half is, you're rhyming warm with warm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like some of these rappers.
Mm.
You know, how they just take the same word and they'll rhyme like tushy with tushy.
Yes. I have heard some of that. Who are you thinking of there? Juvenile?
Yes.
Yes.
The Tushy song.
Well, okay. So you went to the fireplace and you found
old raviolis.
Great. Welcome to the Hollywood Handbook.
An insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names
in
the red carpet lined back hallways of this industry
we call
showbiz.
So we
I love to taste the words every time.
I love how you've been taking your time with this stuff a little bit, and it's really nice for the audience who doesn't know what to expect. And it's fun for me to try to find your rhythm. Well, we're here with a guest, and isn't that always so special?
And we often have a guest.
Yes.
Well, we don't always have a fucking corker.
Yeah, we actually don't always have a corker.
Sometimes
the guest is like,
stinks.
We're going like, uh-oh, what are we going to do? But this time I'm like, oh, well, I guess we just freaking wind her up and watch her go.
It's freaking Aparna.
Hi.
It's freaking Aparna from the corporate show?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm here in the studio.
Are you kidding? And now we've had everyone.
From the show.
We've had the whole corporate cast.
Except Anna.
Annie Dudek?
Yeah.
And Lance Reddick?
Lance Reddick,
you could
we
have
haven't.
Together.
Have not had Lance Reddick. He is often sort of lingering on the periphery of our shows. He will hang out.
Oh, outside.
And then we'll, yeah. Or like in the room even.
He's at Earwolf. Oh. He's at Earwolf a lot. And yeah. Then he'll just kind of be chilling.
Just observing.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. But
and
in
the show we'll be like,
ready.
You can sometimes hear us on a show be like, do you want to come sometimes?
He's like, hey, no, just I'm just, in. Yeah.
And then you just hear from the prepping. Corner like, no, that's okay. No.
Is he prepping for a role?
Yeah, he's going to be a podcaster.
Yeah,
wow.
He's playing Scott Aukerman in a movie.
Yeah,
wow.
There's the big Earwolf movie coming out, and Lance is going to play Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a great casting choice.
Big prestige movie. Yeah, all the big people are involved. Yeah, and him as Scott, I think, is going to really work. He's going to be able to pull that off.
Yeah,
the wordplay.
Yeah, the acronyms. The sort of, if you see him in the parking lot, he's a little bit nastier to you than if you saw him in the office.
Right. I had an encounter with Scott in the parking lot recently where
Scott
was unwilling to engage him in the way that Sean was hoping to be engaged at that moment.
And it's also, it's because there were other people around.
Oh,
if it had been us, here's the thing. And it's sort of like, did you know that Avril Lavigne's Uncomplicated?
Yes.
Well, so I do too. I know.
What's one part that you know about it?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
It feels like it's primarily addressed to one person.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So for me, if I'm singing it, that person's probably Scott.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And what
we
I'm
all
saying
have that
to
person
him,
that we're singing that song to, don't we?
Who's your complicated?
For me,
yeah.
It would have to be. The sushi man at the store.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
At the grocery store.
Yes. Because one-on-one, you guys have a real thing going on, but when there's a big line around, all of a sudden he don't know you anymore.
Yes. And he doesn't want to answer any of my questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Aparna, who's your complicated?
I hate to be on the nose, but maybe my therapist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why can't she just – why is she acting like she's somebody else?
Around everyone else.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why won't she acknowledge me in the elevator?
It's very frustrating. Uh-huh. Yes.
That is weird.
That is so strange.
Because they're not supposed to tell secrets about you and stuff.
Yeah.
But they can. They don't have to pretend like they don't know who you are.
Or that you're a ghost.
Yes.
You know, which that's almost more hurtful.
Yeah.
That they're not even going, like, they're not even pretending that there's no relationship outside of this.
Yeah.
They're acting like they are alone in the elevator.
Yeah. But that they have, like, that there's, like, a chill in the elevator. Mm-hmm.
Right. They get cold. Visibly, they put on a scarf.
Yes. So.
They don't have to do that.
No, it's not necessary. They could just sort of be like, hello, and that would be the same. It would be the same effect.
Yeah.
Rather than loudly going like, boy, it's always creepy to be alone in an elevator like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Getting frosty in here.
So, Aparna.
Yes.
Are you just loving everything right now?
I'm sitting pretty, I would say.
And all this stuff.
All this things just keep happening.
Are you freaking out?
Well, I think that's how it goes. Everything happens at once, and then nothing happens for a while.
Okay, well, let's we can cut the shit, right?
Yeah. Let's shoot us straight.
Let's like get down to the thing.
No,
Brass
yeah,
tacks.
Let's really get it. Yeah,
we saw this movie.
Okay. I don't know if you know about this one, but. You're going to want to see it.
Yeah.
So it's one of the – it's probably – I think it's the first one like this.
Yes. It's about these eight oceans. It's not about that at all.
No.
Okay.
It's not. We had just finished Planet Earth 2.
Yes.
And we saw that there was a film of the eight oceans. And we thought, well, we're loving –
oh, got it. Yeah. You were on a natural –
on a little
kick.
Bit of the kick.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Of just learning about this beautiful blue planet of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, oh, well, this will be nice. You know.
Yeah.
And there's also some stars, I guess, who we assumed were going to be swimming.
Right.
Now, when we go to see the movie, it's not what we expect. Were we disappointed? No.
No.
Because every time you know who, I don't want to say his name, closes a door, he or she or they open a window. And I don't want to say the name, but this I'm talking about freaking
the big boss.
The big boss. The real Scott Aukerman.
So Scott Aukerman in the sky.
That's right.
Yeah.
So as we're watching and we're not seeing any fish, we're starting to go, well, what is going on in the movie then?
Yeah.
We have a little conversation like, obviously, this is not – what is happening in this movie is not what we thought was going to be happening. So exactly. What is happening?
Yeah. I think it was probably around minute 55 that I went, hey, I don't think they're ever going to get to the water.
Right.
Yes.
Were there any oceans at that point?
There might have been an exterior like –
some cars are driving by them sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But here's what is happening in the movie we figure out. The big stealing.
The art of the thievery.
The freaking most, like, unbelievable taking away.
The truly epic is a phrase that's maybe overused.
Sure, yeah.
Truly epic for the win is maybe not used enough.
Yeah.
Either way, this movie's both.
Wow. Wow.
The stealing they do is off the charts, lights out, insanity, cool, super, cuckoo, crazy, awesome fun. And the way they get away with it, I didn't think they were going to pull it off. Hayes, did you?
No, but now, guess what? They have the jewels.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't know if you heard – have you heard anything about Anne Hathaway in this?
No.
Well, and this is just a rumor. We don't know for sure, but we did a little research when we left, and apparently, and I don't want to say this is definitely true, but this is what I've heard, is that she was saying it actually felt good to play bad.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am not sure I believe that myself.
Well, because
she might have said it feels good to play good. That makes sense.
That checks out.
Or that it felt very bad to play bad.
That playing bad felt bad, and I can relate to that. Yeah. I, of course, am a naturally sweet guy.
Sure.
Everybody thinks of me as kind of a sweetie and yes. having a warm energy. And then on the podcast, I have to play this character where I'm kind of
bad boy.
I'm not very likable.
A little nasty.
Yeah, a little bit nasty and a little bit, just socially challenged. And that doesn't feel good. I mean, to play bad like that, but it's in service of the show.
Of course.
The movie needed someone to play bad.
Yeah.
So we go home and watch the rest of these. We yell into our remote.
Oh, the whole franchise.
The oceans.
Yeah.
And now we have watched a total of 44 of these oceans.
Oh, my God. I guess I missed some of them.
If you add them all up.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Got it.
And so here's the thing. We start thinking about what's the equivalent of the jewels in – like what is it sort of an allegory for in modern life?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in terms of
– if you think about it.
What do the jewels represent, right, in our actual lives?
Yes.
Podcast.
Podcast.
And the, computers at Earwolf. Who's that?
Friend.
That felt like scary, like someone was listening to us right now.
Yeah. Well, now you know.
And also sort of heckling us a little bit.
Now I got to change my friggin' iPhone ring again.
Oh,
you know how people
– the Crickets one is going to be sold out.
That's bold.
When you're doing a set, that feeling when you're doing a set and someone hits you with the freaking Crickets ringtone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
That feels like the light of podcasting, like wrap it up.
Yeah, time to end the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as with the light on a stand-up stage, we do not pay attention to it. We pretend we don't see it.
Okay. Blow right through it.
We face the other direction or we lie down.
Yeah.
So and then later there you're like, oh, I was lying down. So then you just go forever.
You're lying down on the floor.
Yes. They can't. It's very hard for them to get rid of you in that case. Anyway, the jewels are the computers at Earwolf.
The jewels are the podcasts that are in the computers.
And some of the other stuff.
And these offices. Well, this is obviously the richest podcast company in the entire nation.
It's got to be.
In America, yes. So I got to think, like, okay, if that's the case, and Gimlet's a close second.
Oh, sure. This is not to take anything Gimlet. Away from Gimlet.
Yeah, no one sure. is trying to denigrate Gimlet.
And we're friends with Alex Inc.
Oh, we love him.
Are you?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Abex Lumberg. So we actually have decided, just like they do in the movie, we can't pull this thing off by ourselves.
Right.
We need somebody with some special skills. So there's a little bit of a job interview, Aparna. Oh. And yeah. as far as corporate, you know.
You realize. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
We've been watching some of your skills.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What? And we like what we see.
Mm-hmm. What
and you just happen to be scheduled to come in here at this time, so this is great.
That helps us out.
This is perfect.
Okay. Well, then we'll have multitasking.
And let me say this.
Oh, go ahead.
With these oceans, it used to be just guys doing the stealing.
But the thing with the Ocean's 8 is what we're realizing is the girls can play.
All the girls were allowed to do was pretend to be Julia Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
In the best case scenario.
Right.
Her special skill was being Julia Roberts.
Being Julia Roberts, like who played
which,
her.
Which, if you could do that, if you could
why not?
Yeah.
Be Julia Roberts.
Feels like that would open some doors.
That would be huge.
Well, yeah. for Earwolf, if they thought they were booking Julia Roberts on a whole bunch of shows, but she was requesting they bring some of the equipment to her apartment, in order to record.
Sure.
And then during that time, we would know exactly how long they'd be out of the studio for.
And
because they're interviewing Julia Roberts.
And we construct an apartment in a truck and back it up to sort of a door. So we open the door and say, okay, just load the stuff into this apartment.
Is her apartment.
It's got a couch in there and stuff. Yep. Looks like a real apartment.
Uh-huh. And she's in there.
All
it's you.
Loaded in. We fill the truck with gas.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just get it on the road.
Drive away.
Uh-huh. So you know what this business is like.
Imagine Julia Roberts walks in upstairs. Imagine he's like, oh, go.
Oh.
Oh, yes, Mr. Roberts.
Oh, no.
Imagine.
Yes. I don't even
you
like
don't
to
know
imagine
Josh,
it.
I don't
it's
know
disgusting.
Josh. He sounds like a character.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Josh. I know that when we are stealing, we do have to be careful. You want to take some things, but you don't want to take everything. And I know that Josh's computer specifically has a series of booby traps.
What?
And I guess if you try to hack into his computer, he – as soon as the revenge porn laws were passed, he recorded a bunch of stuff of himself.
Yes.
What?
So that essentially if you try to enter his passcode and the computer realizes it's not him, it releases – he revenge porns himself, and then you have committed a felony.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Booby traps describes the mechanisms on the computer and also some of the images and videos that he has on the computer itself.
Yes.
There's other way to describe what is being seen in those videos and images other than booby traps.
Yeah, it's – it's like a thirst trap, but it's – you'd have to know Josh to understand.
Yeah.
I mean, it's devious, but in another life, you know, he could be on your team because that's pretty
– Well,
in the next movie probably.
In the next movie, we might find that we're teamed up with him against some other villains. But I wanted to ask you – you know how this business works. Sell yourself.
Oh, my skills. Mm-hmm. I'm great at – looking at screens.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's huge.
Because I get such a headache.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so small.
I'm just, the glare doesn't bother me.
That's,
whoa.
No matter what.
Do you have the blue light, the glasses that block the?
I used to, and now I just go.
You're actually
raw.
Immune. You've actually become immune. Oh, you raw dog the computer screen.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
You need a special light for non-screen experience.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing these orange glasses that you're wearing are very cool, but now I'm wondering if they're not for fashion reasons.
It's for IRL.
Wow. Wow. And she's really become one with the internet.
Yeah.
So okay. So you're going to look at screens. Can we meet Julia for a minute?
Oh, Julia Roberts.
Please.
Yeah. She laughs a lot, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like you've been doing throughout the show.
I
It's infectious. It's it just really like hers. Does.
It gets me going, yeah. Yes. Oh, that's going to trick that. Josh so bad. Oh, Ms. Roberts.
Yes.
Oh, Ms. Brockovich, please, right this way.
What was her last movie? Was
Julia?
It Mother's Day?
Probably.
I don't even
know.
No, Money Monster. Money Monster.
No, it was. It's got to be Wonder.
Oh, yes. Wonder.
She was Mrs. Wonder.
She was Mrs. Wonder.
Gotcha. Well, that's why you don't test the haze, man.
I know. You're good.
This man comes loaded for bear.
Thank you.
So, one of the other things we need to figure out is obviously podcast computers. That's all well and good. But we got this boss here, Colin Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the inside of his office is like a freaking crazy museum. And we got to be able to get all of that stuff out of there. He's one of
valuable?
These adult nerds.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he's collecting all this awesome. Have you ever been to the Bad Robot offices?
Yes, I believe.
It's so badass. So I was there about a month ago.
Yeah.
And on the shelves in the waiting area, they have these toys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And optical illusions and stuff. And so I see this bowl that looks like mussels in broth.
What?
And it looked so lifelike that I thought,
reach for it.
I thought for sure this was going to be wet if I touch it. And I'm looking at it and I go, man, it's so incredibly realistic. I'm going to see. I know it's fake, but I have to know for sure. And I reach out and I touch it. And no sooner had I touched it than a young intern came over and yelled at me and said, excuse me, don't do that. He said, it's kind of like a museum here. Yeah, you can look at stuff, but you don't touch it. And I was like, well, you should have a sign then.
Because people are going to want to touch these muscles and bra.
Right this way. Enter the world's shittiest children's museum full of fucking toys for babies that all these adult people care about. And so I thought, like, that would be a good sign. And then as I start to research some of these crazy toys and toy men and animals are incredibly valuable.
Colin has every Funko Pop.
I don't know what that is. But
you know these Funko Pops?
Valuable.
He's got Funko Rick. Pop. He's got Morty. He's got Ren. He's got Stimpy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay.
He's got all the silly bands.
Yeah.
He's got he has every Pog, every fidget spinner, everything, every Snap bracelet.
Jesus.
This is Funko Pops. I'm showing you. You ever seen one of these guys?
Oh.
You have to be a Funko Pops, Aparna.
I guess I need to.
Aparna, when are the corporate Funko Pops coming out?
I need to. Do the heads move?
A little bit.
Not in a way that's satisfying.
Okay.
They made Funko Pops for this show I worked on called Ash vs. Evil Dead, and I've never been so honored to be a part of something that became Funko Pop.
Of course.
And imagine now I couldn't afford it, but Colin's got them.
He's got every single one. He's got Ash and Evil Dead.
Yes. He has them both.
Wow.
So what I'm thinking is, we got to make a special separate run to Colin's office.
Just for all of his collection.
Yeah.
Collections.
And I think that we're going to need somebody on the inside to do that. Engineer Ryan, Engineer Ryan.
You know what could be good?
Ooh.
We are. So Ryan is the engineer at Funko Pops Magazine.
Wow.
And he has like a big like sound. He's got his microphone or whatever, one of his like strange musical toys. And he comes in with Aparna, who is playing Julia Roberts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who is interviewing Colin for Funko Pops Magazine.
Yes.
And of course, before the interview, we will have to put all your computers in a bag.
Mm-hmm, because no one wants anything to leak from the interview, and all these computers have little cameras.
Yes.
Yes, so Hayes and I come in, big coveralls, big Carhartt coveralls, and we just go like,
just moving it, got that over there, boss.
And then we got like these big freaking canvas sacks that we put everything in.
Are you sure nothing will be damaged?
Yeah, well, it's not my first day. We'll take good care of this stuff. I'll hold it right over here. Don't you worry about this. You just worry about doing a great interview for Funko Pops magazine. I'm a longtime reader.
Hey!
Shh, Kevin. Shh. Hey, Chef Kevin.
Someone has entered
the
room.
You woke up my dog. I know. I'm really sorry.
But
you understand Chef Kevin is here.
Chef Kevin's here.
And he can't hear about the things dealing.
Can't know. So, Chef Kevin, hi. Good to see you. Kevin, did you have any questions for Aparna?
Be cool.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Chef Kevin here. Hi Aparna. How's it going?
Good.
A lot of people sick of Chef Kevin online.
Yeah. What's up? How's your weekend?
Oh, it's not. It's fine.
He's real.
Yeah, just laying low.
Chef Kevin, I think in the interest of transparency, you should tell Aparna what people said about you online.
Like what specifically?
That they're sick of you.
Yeah. So I think.
Sounds hard.
Yeah, it happens. Like I've been a part of this show. I think I've leaned a little too much into it, and the general public's like, all right.
They're like, dial back the Kevin.
Why don't you take a step back? Okay. Yeah. Enjoy the view.
How does that feel? That sounds hard to hear.
Yeah, it is hard. I'm not I think I'm a little too sensitive for this industry.
Imagine how hard it is for us. It's our show.
Yeah, I know. We've been working hard on the show for so long, and people don't like it. I mean, you know— I guess in a way it's maybe unfair because you, of course, never asked for it and were forced to be on the microphone and now you're getting just kind of dragged on Reddit. But at the same time, why would you ruin our show? I mean, we've been doing this thing for years. This is important to us.
I would say I've never intentionally tried to ruin the show. Often I'm put in situations that I never asked to like say things that –
An example of a way that you could ruin it is we have Aparna here. Let me ask you this. When you go to the Twitter highlights, are you ever under the comedians tab?
No, not yet.
Ever?
No.
Aparna's on it every single time I look at it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's always under the comedians tab.
It's great.
So
because Twitter knows I like comedians.
Uh-huh.
So why don't you get yourself involved with somebody who's under the comedians tab in a way that has some substance and ask a question that's not how was your weekend, but maybe like, how do you get in the funny zone or one of our other famous questions that actually comedians love to answer?
Hey, Aparna. Chef Kevin here. Like, what's your secret?
Close.
I don't know if I'm comfortable sharing my secrets on this podcast.
This isn't the spot for you to release the big secret. You wouldn't do a big announcement on here.
I think I'd have to tee it up if I was gonna.
It's drop a pretty
a
big
secret.
Show.
I'm not saying it's not a big show.
Yeah.
I just have to plot my career accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now is not a good time for secrets politically.
Can't put it back in the tube.
Right.
So do you want to talk about some of the plots you've done up until now that have sort of come to fruition? Like, what are the plans that have gone well?
Sure. I had a fairly active Vine. And I think I had
a, that's the sweet spot,
I had
huh?
a good time with it. I'm not on Snapchat yet, but there are rumors brewing about it.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
That sounds like a plot.
But is Instagram stories plot. Just eating Snapchat's lunch?
What? What?
Instagram stories.
Instagram stories. That does feel like the direction we're moving in, but I'm still not on there.
Whoa. You're not on Insta?
I'm not on Insta stories.
But if you're on Insta, you know the stories. They're right there.
I haven't checked them.
Okay. All right.
Wow. They're right there.
Whoa. So the amount of restraint that you're exercising there is like you would pass the marshmallow test.
Well, yeah. I think it's like tantric sex. You just got to wait.
Mm. Yes. Thank you. This is a huge thing for us.
Speaking, yes. We both have had sex, so we're comfortable talking about it.
Yeah.
But we do not bust, famously.
Yes. No. Yes, I am saving my love for marriage. That's canon. So let's get back to the plan, but maybe in a way that we're not telling Jeff Kevin exactly what the plan
okay.
is.
Okay. Oh. Well, here's maybe what we do. Jeff Kevin is here.
Yeah.
There's no – Jeff Kevin is essentially the guard.
Is there a way to make Kevin the inside man without him ever knowing he's helping us?
Yes. So, wait. Oh, maybe we have Chef Kevin. Like, he's like the guest on the show. Like, we're doing a special celebration of Chef
Kevin. Finally,
yes.
It's like an anniversary or something.
Meanwhile. So, okay. Here, start doing that.
Hey, so, Chef Kevin, I don't know if you realize, but it's actually exactly the a special amount of time since you started appearing on the show. And even though we give you a hard time, we really do appreciate you. And we wanted to give you a second to talk about some of your interests.
I have to get some water for my voice. I have to go out for okay. 1 second.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Chef Kevin here. I think I'll start prefacing my appearances by apologizing. If you need to skip through this part, I get it. But okay, so
yeah, people
we go.
Were saying that they use the 15-second skip
whenever when, they hear,
whenever they no. hear Kevin start until they just stop hearing him.
That's horrible.
Yeah,
it's pretty brutal.
It's a pretty specific observation.
Parna, did you have any new stand-up jokes you wanted to try out on Kevin
on
as
Kevin?
Like an honor, you know, because it's like his birthday or something?
Oh, well, I was thinking about doing a bit about Whole 30.
Okay, yes. And so, great area.
I was if you feel like that has traction with you right now.
Is that like the diet thing where people like do a food thing for 30 days?
Oh, see, perfect. So he knows it.
So you do know it.
Is that my laptop?
Before.
What the heck?
Oh.
Okay, all right.
I got a huge haul.
Okay, so, oh, God.
Boy.
I shouldn't have
and
eaten those old raviolis. I've got to be excused.
So,
Hayes is back.
So, I got the honey.
Yeah.
First of all, the honey is like a term for the haul that I got, but I also
right.
did get
but
some.
But you also literally are holding honey.
I got some real honey.
Uh-huh.
I got this computer.
Yeah, that's my laptop. You have again.
That I found outside. Somebody was searching on their laptop.
Oh, come on.
The best things to do in San Francisco.
I'm going on a trip, Aparna.
Oh,
I don't. I've never been there, so I don't really know like what are things to do there.
Yeah.
So I was Googling what are fun things to do there.
I'll save that for Sean.
Standard Google.
He'll enjoy that. And look at this. I got these shoes. I got the Cuckoo and Wee Wee shoes from Who Charted. You ever do Who Charted?
Yeah.
Did you do it in the Cuckoo and Wee Wee days?
Yeah.
This is the most valuable shoe in the world.
It's vintage.
Oh my God.
They are not doing Cuckoo and Wee Wee Show anymore.
They
There's no more Cuckoo.
They look unworn.
See? Mint out in box.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, you know, Cuckoo not doing the show anymore.
I didn't realize that.
Most imagine then now how much do you want this shoe?
I want to wear it. Doesn't not even my size, but I want it.
And I got the shoe for Adam Sachs, former CEO of Earwolf, another very valuable shoe. Sean.
Yeah.
I got this laptop.
I saw.
I thought you would enjoy this. Somebody was searching on this
laptop. Oh my God. Sean has a bunch of stuff.
Sean, somebody was searching the 22 best things to do in San Francisco.
Whoa.
And he was currently looking at number one, the Golden Gate Bridge.
That feels classic.
Oh, wow.
Which I worry a little bit. Is like
a little bit.
Right?
It's a little dark.
This is maybe a cry for help.
I'm going
Come
on
to think of it, last time I saw Kevin's computer open, he also was looking at the Golden Gate Bridge. This was months ago.
Wow.
He has a thing with the Golden Gate Bridge.
Well, I got a pretty big haul.
Yeah. So, oh my gosh.
So this is Kevin's name tag, and now okay, normal name tag, right?
It's like I would call that a nameplate.
Nameplate, nameplate. Yes, yes. That goes on his desk. So okay, just a normal nameplate, right? So no big deal, not worth much. Uh oh, it turns
oh
out
my
that
gosh.
The felt underneath part of it has a freaking Scarborough Country freaking insignia
wow.
engraved into it. So this is actually a signature Scarborough Country nameplate. You cannot get these anymore.
Because the show left Earwolf.
Yes. It's off
that's
Earwolf. It doesn't. Yes.
Acrimoniously.
No. They went to Feral, which I think is thriving. I haven't heard exactly what's going on with them lately, but they definitely went over there. So seems like that was a smart move. And yeah. And then also I got a broken flute that you gave Kevin. We finally got that back from him, Hayes. I know that you never meant for him to actually take
it. How
did
it break?
Well,
I didn't
actually,
give him one of the main pieces.
Didn't give him one of the pieces he
and
needs.
Then my wife threw it out.
And then there was one. Right. There was one Udi's gluten-free soft and chewy plain bagel in the freezer.
Wow.
It seems to have been there forever. And there's actually even coupons on this thing. Get $7 when you buy 3 items. Eat well and cash in. Well, I think that's what we're doing, baby.
Okay, let's keep going. And then a party. You get a couple. You do your Julia Roberts routine and you get a couple heists. Okay, is that all right?
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude. Okay. Dude. 11 plugs on this freaking power cord.
That's a phone.
So, Kevin, what songs have you been doing in your cover band lately?
So I'm in a Rage Against the Machine tribute band, Aparna.
Whoa.
Uh-huh. And we're playing, we're working on Testify, Calm Like a Bomb.
Is it really a tribute? Like, I understand calling it a cover band because you're covering their songs, but is it a great tribute to Rage Against the Machine for you to play their songs?
Yes. Well, a cover band plays a variety of bands, I think, and a tribute band plays specifically
one
band. Yeah.
Okay.
I got called out in the Reddit for that, too.
What?
For saying it was a cover band. People were like, is it, though?
Okay. Have you thought about working in one more song from somebody else?
I should, and then call it a cover band.
Yeah, make it a cover band. What would be the one song that a Rage cover band would play?
While we're talking here, now would be a very good time to go steal stuff from Earwolf.
And do a freaking big steal.
Okay.
I'll be... Kevin, can you record this?
Sure, well, I'm watching.
I have to pee again.
Okay.
He didn't pee before.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
he did. He did.
Maybe he just meant in general in his life.
No, but I've been talking to Ryan for a while now, and he did pee before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Kevin just gave me an idea.
Oh,
what if we steal the stuff that actually is in the studio?
Whoa.
Yeah, all this stuff's been right under our noses the whole time.
Mm-hmm. This mic I'm talking into.
Uh-huh.
Ka-thunk.
Does it come out of the thing?
Please
Seems
be
like
careful.
It's a little stuck.
Ryan's going to get so mad.
Mine's freaking stuck, too. Hey, why is this stuck?
Mine
People steal
out.
Them.
Mine came right out.
What the heck? Oh, wow. Aparna, that wasn't safe for it to be like that. That could have sparked someone.
Sparks everywhere. Wow. Yeah, these will get really good resale at Gimlet.
Oh, yes.
Our friend Alex Inc.
Gimlet's going to pay through the nose for this stuff.
Uh-huh.
Imagine a freaking Scarborough Country Kevin Bartelt nameplate, a freaking cuckoo and wee-wee shoe, Adam Sachs, all stuff that is completely exclusive to this office. Can't get it anywhere.
And Alex Inc. is in a little bit of financial trouble since he put a lot of money into that show.
Oh, yeah.
Gimlet? No, Adam Sachs's show.
No, Alex Inc. The real life Alex Inc.
Oh.
Yeah.
Leveraged all his dollars, every penny he had.
He made one big bet on Zach Braff.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And it came
to
up.
To tell his story.
Came up snake eyes.
Aparna, would you do a podcast? Would you host a podcast? I could see you being a good host.
No, this is
Maybe.
Kevin's version of the big heist.
What are you thinking
Kevin
about doing
has
one?
Stolen.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Ryan wow, Ryan. Look how Whoa. Happy Ryan is. This is Ryan's new calling. I've never seen him so happy.
I know.
Kevin, are you getting photos
you
of this freaking
guy.
Gear?
Yeah. Wow.
I think you found
That's
your heist.
Everything
guy.
Needed to do spontaneation.
Wow, he got the freaking spont buttons.
That pelican case.
These are, look, it's the real spont
oh
buttons.
Oh my God.
From Spont. You ever do that show?
No, I've heard of
well,
it.
Well, you never will crush. Because they're
now
ending
the buttons
it.
Are gone.
They're ending it. But now, actually, you would be so great on Spont, and Kevin wants you to host a podcast. What?
Maybe
Hayes,
I'll
do we,
take it
do
over.
We have. Do we have these buttons make money for us where we get a partner running Spont?
Oh.
Do you want to do a Spont real quick?
Should I just start it from a different location?
Yeah.
Well, that's how they do. That's how yeah. they do
oh,
it. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's fake. When they say like, oh, the location is, it's usually people submit locations for that show that yeah. are like normie places because they're like, it's a very elitist show.
Jeez.
So they'll be like the freaking like Waffle House
sure.
or whatever because it's like, that's it's funny restaurant where normies oh. eat.
What if for the intro she does her whole 30 bit?
Oh, okay.
I haven't heard the bit, but I love the area.
I haven't written the bit yet. I yeah. was running the premise by you.
And what's the idea? Just like, what's the deal with all that?
Yeah.
Like, why are people doing this thing?
Yeah.
That's how Paul does it. It's just all off the top of the dome.
Mm-hmm.
Always yeah. sounds like he's
It's spontaneous. Ryan, how do I do the buttons to work?
You want me to hook them up?
Does that you really have to hook these up?
You gotta yeah. plug it in.
It seems
these
like
the buttons have to be plugged in. It's such yeah. a oh, yeah. simple device.
No way.
Needs electricity.
So complicated.
Oh wait, the power's in the other room.
Is Hold there on. Another show?
Oh, no.
Okay, forget it.
We would oh, have okay. to do the candles and stuff too.
Yeah,
the candles.
Candles are in there.
Seems like too much work.
Know,
and honestly, I can see why he's quitting.
Yeah, I bet his next show, I would almost guarantee you, no candles or special machine. I promise you that.
Well, because we will have it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I just think that
the candles are in here as well. The entire setup is in here.
Holy
shit.
There
are candles?
Yeah, and he wants it to be romantic.
Oh, I see.
See?
Wow. Now taking out three candles.
Three mm-hmm. candles.
Yeah. Do you want to turn the lights off?
And he turns the lights like this.
Have you guys all done the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did it a couple times.
Hayes and I have done it twice. It was similar to Chef Kevin on this show where a lot of people didn't really like the way we did it. And it was mostly my fault, but we were hoping to get one last blast before we, have to kiss that show goodbye forever. Paul, not mentioning it. And we're approaching the end of the track so
Weird
fast,
for us
I just don't think
too.
It's going to happen.
I have an idea.
Please.
It's very dark in here right
yeah.
now. Now would be a very good time for a certain celebrated actress to
oh,
enter
yeah.
the room.
Aha.
And allow us to make our getaway.
Okay.
Oh, my
oh
gosh.
My
it's
God.
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts, you're here?
That's me. Julia.
Wow, I thought you were doing, you must be doing a movie. Are you doing a movie right now?
oh, Julia.
Wonder 2.
Wonder 2, wow. And I hear you were shooting it at a very special location in San Francisco, and you're looking for someone to go with you.
The Golden Gate Bridge.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh, Julia. Wow. Well, we know someone who's, disturbingly obsessed with that exact bridge. Do you think there's any chance that he could kind of hitch a ride on your private plane?
Sure, I usually travel by truck.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. Well, then why don't you guys get into the truck?
Okay.
Hi, Julia. Thanks for having me. Thanks for the ride.
Introduce yourself.
Hey, Julia. Chef Kevin here.
I'm sick of that.
Oh, I read about you online.
Whoa, I've heard about you online, too. Nice to meet you. Thanks
for
the
main
ride.
Place he's heard about Julia Roberts is online.
Nice to meet you too.
And Ryan, what time is it in the show?
It's about 47 minutes.
The perfect getaway.
Ooh.
Julia, do you have any shows that you want to plug?
Yeah, anything coming up you want to get out there?
Yeah, I'm going to be taking over this podcast, Spontaneous Nation.
Wow, Julia Roberts is doing Spont.
What a get.
So that's something brewing for me.
And Corporate Season 2 you're going to be in.
And Corporate Season 2. I might pop up as a lamp.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.